first of all, if you're at a meeting and Bob Lundstrom starts shows up, you know it's going to be something serious. And serious. Mr. Dunwood. Secondly, I didn't know this was going to be taped either. And usually when we're on television, Ms. Jesse and I get our foreheads. Mr. Wilson doesn't have to because he's got a much better tan than we have. But anyway, I think I can get through it anyway. I just want to touch a couple of things that Superintendent touched and let you give me my thoughts on it. When we make these cuts in the central office, there are going to be some service cuts, and you guys are going to notice that. And we're going to ask you to take and realize that those things are going to happen. Some of the things that we take for granted every day that happen may not be able to happen as quickly. And that's not a bad thing, but we have become used to some of those things, and we have to understand that some of them will go away. Because a lot of things that happen and are done by the central office are things that we never see happen every day. There are people moving around doing stuff all the time. And a lot of times, it's very important things. So we're going to see those kind of things go away. And it's not because we want them to go away. It's because it's the way the budget is. Ms. Tyson talked about local funds. Local funds are the funds that come from the DeKalb tax base. Okay? First of all, the DeKalb tax base is going to fall, the digest this year, almost $2 billion, which is where we got another $38 million cuts that we talked about. Secondly, when I started this job back in 2007, beginning 2008, 60% of our funds came from the state. 40% of our funds came from our local funds. Now, in next year's budget, it's going to be just the opposite. We're going to have to support 60% of our budget from local funds. And local funds were the funds that we used to use for the extras. And now we're going to have to use it for the basics. And until this thing is all straightened around, it's going to continue to work that way. One of our problems, and we get compared against Gwinnett, we get compared against Cobb, we get compared against all the other districts in the area, but the comparisons aren't always as clear cut as they seem. We may be the third largest system in the state, but we have more buildings than anybody in the state. Camp County years ago chose to keep their buildings and their school systems, schools, at a decent size. We don't want 4,800 to 5,000 kids in our high schools. We don't want 1,200 kids in our elementary schools. We don't want 3,000 kids in our middle schools. But you know what? That costs money. That costs money because you need more buildings. If you need more buildings, you need more administrators. If you need more administrators, you need more teachers. All that thing comes together and adds up. So when they compare us, I understand that. And Ms. Tyson understands it. But know that we're working to bring that down, but our numbers may never come in the same area that some of the other ones do. But I think it's a much better situation. I have nephews and nieces in Cobb County and in Gwinnett. And you know, they don't get to really enjoy the high school experience. They don't get to play on the football team. They don't get to be on the tennis team. They don't get to be a cheerleader. They can't be in the certain club because there's no room. And there are so many kids, there's only so many that can fill jobs. So I think that we have made the right choice there. It's just that we're now going to have to go through, and it's going to take us some time to bring some of these schools that are in areas without the population that can only hold 300 kids, to bring them up to a bigger size, or to redistrict and move things around. But we can only redistrict to a certain point. I can't redistrict kids 8 miles away from home. That's not what we're trying to get accomplished either. I don't mind taking them from one school and moving them to the next school, but I don't want to move four schools down so we can fill a building. And that's why we're going to have to close some of our schools. It's going to be a good job. Secondly, and I'm going to say this because I'm a board member, and Ms. Tyson can't say it, and a lot of staff members can't say it, but we have been living in DeKalb County in the school system for a long time under a culture that we have not let our star employees do what we hire them to do. They have been held back from being able to do what they need to do. And that is something that I believe Ms. Tyson And as we as a board make a search for a new superintendent to make sure that that goes away. I want my superintendent to be an administrator. I want my superintendent to use that talent every possible way he or she can. I want to turn over and say, tell me what I need to get done, and have the experts tell me how to do it, and then we'll go do it. Now, if I think as the boss that it's dead wrong, then I'm going to rethink it, but I want them to do their work. This needs to run. We got some extremely talented people, and none of them would tell you this is true, but I can tell you, in a lot of cases, they don't get to use their talents because the culture was, we're going to do it this way, whether they like it or not. And it's time for us to move away from that, and I think that'll happen. And one of the places that happened is the DeKalb County never believed that we needed any help from the Board of Education in the state. Some of the biggest and highest people in that building are our people. And we're not using them. And I'm telling you right now, the state of Georgia, Board of Education, if DeKalb County can be successful, it makes the whole state successful. They will do anything to help us to be successful. And we need to go there and say, what can we do? How can you help us? And that has already begun. And already we've made a big step in the right direction because of it. And I think those are the things that we really need to do. Other than that, I will just leave it open to the questions, and Tyson will answer any of those that she can answer, and if anyone she doesn't want to answer, I'll be happy.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. What I'd like to do now is once again remind everybody we really want this to be a good dialogue and good exchange. We ask for respect. We ask for your understanding when we run out of time, because we do try to end at 10:30. We may run a little bit over this evening, but that's our goal. If you have a question, please come over to the mic, tell us your name, and then ask your question. I thank you.